Have you tried Everest Coffee? Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
स्वागतम नमस्कार तुमका सगळ्यांक आयच्या सुशेगा दनपार प्रोग्राम अवेर फ्रॉम द एडवर्टिजमेंट यू वुड कम टू नो हू इज इन आर स्टुडिओज टुडे हेक्टर वुड यू लाइक टू टेक ओवर एंड इंट्रोड्यूस आवर गेस्ट
थैंक्स बैप्टिस्ट गुड आफ्टरनून लिसनर्स एंड आई होप यू आर ऑल हैविंग अ सुशेगा दनपार आई एम श्योर यू हैव ऑल हर्ड ऑफ बैटमैन एंड सुपरमैन and Spider-Man, but today we have in our studio none other than Coffee Man, the George Clooney of Auckland.
Wow.
And it's Michael D'Souza. Now, Michael, for those of you who don't know, is one of our sponsors, and in fact, he's the first sponsor of Sussega Dunpar for the last 1 year, and he has kindly consented to come on the radio again. And Michael, welcome to Sussega Dunpar.
Thank you very much, Hector and Baptist. It is an absolute pleasure to be here today.
Fantastic. We would love you to be here.
So, Michael, you were on the radio about 9 months ago, and you told us about our listeners about the Bliss brand of coffee that you had introduced into Auckland, and you were selling over here. So could you tell us what has happened since this then and what all is happening in your world of coffee?
Sure. I'll try and summarize it as I'll take the entire 1 hour.
Probably a whole day.
Probably the whole day. Yeah. It's been exciting, challenging, and definitely very rewarding. We have our Bliss in New Worlds right from Warkworth to Tauranga now.
Okay, that's so exciting.
Auckland, Hamilton and Tauranga. It's doing extremely well. In fact, I was just told a couple of weeks ago that our Bliss beans, fresh coffee beans, are one of the top sellers on the shelf.
Wow.
Top eight, I imagine.
In the top eight.
Yeah, fantastic.
Of the fresh coffee.
That's great news.
Sold.
So our advertisement is actually working.
It definitely is working. It's drawing the numbers in, and I can't cope with it. Thank you, guys.
So that's good. So these are the coffee beans which you are importing from India, isn't it?
That is correct. These are coffee beans that we import from India. So Arabica beans, the AA grade is what we import, the highest grade of Arabica beans grown. And the coffee is very, very smooth.
Okay.
Low in acidity, no bitter aftertaste, and very, very addictive.
Oh, fantastic. How does the Arabica coffee, the AA, is it international standards? Is it comparable to all other brands which are internationally known?
Yes, that's a very good question. We wanted a USP, a unique selling proposition. Yeah. So what we decided is let's get the highest grade of beans grown, right. Arabica AA, large-sized beans, yeah. Uniform-sized beans. Minimum defects. It's like if you have an oven and you're trying to bake pastries or cupcakes of different sizes, you're going to be
burned. Some will be burned,
correct.
Some will be half cooked.
Baptist, you have very, very perceptive. So when you have uniform sized beans, yeah. Roasting is perfect. Coffee is perfect.
Right. But mostly we don't hear the coffee coming from India like in New Zealand, but you took the chance of getting those coffee beans here and giving the New Zealander the taste of Indian coffee.
True. Coffee usually comes to New Zealand from the standard, same old countries.
Yes.
But in fact, it was not my original idea. It was an acquaintance who suggested that.
Okay.
And of course, as a matter of saying, I took the bull by the horns and I drove it along.
Yeah, you took the risk. That's what
I
it is.
I took the huge risk. Yeah. And it paid off, which is really very good.
Mm. So, absolutely. Are these beans coming from Chikmagalur, is it?
Yep. You're absolutely right. It's coming from Chikmagalur.
It's coming from Mangalore, my place.
Oh.
You're right. You're right, Baptist. It's the coffee capital of India. Yeah. There's no two ways about it. They are passionate about their coffee, and I'm passionate about bliss in New Zealand.
Okay. That's great. But I was thinking coffee was more of a South Indian, Tamil Nadu kind of a situation. But Mangalore, I was not actually thinking of. I know Coorg was a coffee estate as such.
But I'm not an authority on coffee grown in India. Yeah. But I know coffee is grown in Kerala, in Karnataka, Gujarat.
Okay, Gujarat also.
Gujarat grows coffee. But I'm told Karnataka grows the highest quantity and some of the best grades. And Coorg is better known for its Robusta. That's where we get our Robusta from.
Yes.
And Chikmagalur for its Arabica.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Okay.
So here you are selling, just for everyone's information, it's under the Bliss brand and it's the coffee beans. It's not the coffee, which is ground coffee.
Let me correct myself. It is beans and ground coffee. When I spoke of the top seller, they look at the SKU. Each product in the supermarket is called a SKU. So we have three SKUs. Beans, plunger ground, and espresso ground. So true coffee drinkers like yourself, Baptist, coffee snobs of this world, tend to buy the beans because they are in control. It's fresher for longer, and you grind it the way you want it for the device you're using. Right. It's perfect. So our beans sell like you don't know. So that is the hallmark of a good coffee.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
And the outlets are basically, so let's say one of our listeners wants to go and buy your coffee beans or
the ground coffee or
whatever. Yeah. So where can they get
your product?
So they are available in the New World supermarkets, right from, like I said, from Warkworth. So Warkworth, Auckland, most of the large supermarkets, New Worlds, Hamilton, the large New Worlds, and Tauranga, the Bellevue Road New World. And one Pack and Save in Hamilton, the Clarence Street Pack and Save, where we sell a lot of coffee as well.
Fantastic.
Okay. So that has that's how your coffee has business has grown over since the last time you met us.
That is correct, Hector.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I think you had mentioned, or I heard when I was talking to you about coming on the radio, that you have some exciting new products coming up.
Yes, Hector, I always like to keep it exciting.
So at this juncture, let us play a song and then let's get back to
when we come back, I will tell you all about it.
Definitely.
Oh, that's great, Michael.
I can't love. Yem pura sada chere common love. Askal set santa polo now. Piswala re aikone bas love. Only love, good and love, I can't love. Yem pura sada chere common love. Askal set santa polo now. Piswala re aikone bas love. Pauta, Dania.
yan isatana traffic munta collection na chin ton nirarta chedwan ka ti timing adjust karta ya ka tir basar late pauta duniya isatana traffic munta collection na chin ton nirarta
ulin love good and love park and club सदा चेरे कॉमन लव आज काल सत्य संत पोलो नाव इस वाला रे आई कोने बस लव
So danimat patu kangal
uni love gudat love parkan love yem pura sada chere common love as kalu sat sant polo now iswalare aikone bas love
iswalare aikone bas love
Chere common love
Pascal sat santa polo now Piswala re aikone
bas love Only love, good and love, park and love Yem pura sada chere common love Pascal sat santa polo now Piswala re aikone bas love Kasli ti maza tanchi
त्या पापियाची बस कन गेल्या दर्याची
कसली ती मजा तांची कंडक्टर ड्रायव्हराची
पापिस्ता त्या पापियाची बस कन गेल्या दर्याची
मुली लव गुड अँड लव पार्क अँड लव
वेलकम बॅक टू सुसेगा दनपार on 104.6 Planet FM. You have been listening to Michael D'Souza of Everest Coffee telling us about all his coffee plans for Auckland. So, Michael, you were talking about this new product which you are going to introduce and exciting things in the offing over here. So, could you elaborate on that?
Sure, Hector. Now, I do not like to generalize, but by and large, most people coming from India, our fellow Indian brethren,
yep,
tend to have instant coffee as opposed to the freshly roasted coffee, unlike you Baptists.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. But,
and Francis out there who has got
and, Francis who's probably relishing some good bliss coffee as well. But so, not only for that reason, but some of my customers who sometimes say, oh, we are growing old, so we don't use plungers anymore. Can you bring us some of your beautiful instant coffee from the same plantations, the very same plantations that you're getting your coffee from?
Yeah, okay.
So it's taken us a couple of years and several trips to India, two trips to India, and I was there earlier this year as well, to get this in place. So it's Aristo, which is a beautiful blend of Arabica and Robusta beans, the very best. And it's low in acidity, again, coming from the same regions.
Yep.
And you can now enjoy smooth, classy coffee without using sugar in it, because quite a few find it harder to drink instant coffee without sugar.
Mm.
So this is going to be a step in the right direction to keep you off sugar.
So you mean to say there's a little bit sweetener in it? Or
well, why? Back to second. I can see that sarcasm in the question, but I would like to correct that. There is no sugar in there. There's nothing added. It's
pure coffee. No, not added. What I'm saying is that the coffee itself is sweet. Coffee itself has that.
Sorry, I misunderstood what you said.
I'm sorry. I'm as
my
sweet
apologies.
As.
Now, no, come on, guys. Stop apologizing to each other.
Coffee is. No. Hector's feeling left out. Here. So, it is sweet.
Yeah.
Believe
yeah,
it or
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
The coffee is actually sweet because it's got no bitterness.
Yeah.
So, it is sweet.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm. Is
so,
it because of the process something?
It is the process that is followed. The process of growing, harvesting, and then the freeze-dried process, which is different from normal spray-dried, which is completely... Here, the coffee is frozen at temperatures like you've not come across, minus 40 degrees,
Ooh.
And then cut into crystals. So, without getting too technical about it, it is really good, pure coffee.
Oh, so there is a difference between... freeze-dried coffee
and spray-dried coffee.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Okay, now, just going a step back, why do you want to have a blend? Why can't you have Arabica itself as a, and Robusta as a separate?
Good question there.
Yeah.
The gurus who put instant coffee together say that at the end of the day, you're just putting a spoonful of coffee into a glass of hot water, diluting and drinking. If it's only bliss, you might be a bit disappointed because it doesn't have the intensity.
Okay.
People drinking freeze-dried instant coffee want the intensity.
Also.
In comes Robusta.
Mm.
So we got the AA grade Robusta coming in, and that gives you the intensity that you're looking for, not the bitterness, not the harshness.
So you're saying action plus fun.
That's correct. Baptist, those are your words, but I'll accept them.
You'll take them on board, eh?
Okay, so this is the coffee which you have now going to bring into Auckland?
Correct. It's actually on a ship coming here. We have air freighted some of these jars to be able to present them to some of the outlets, only because they requested us to get it sooner rather than later coming up. Because, you know, Christmas is sneaking up on us so
Absolutely,
quickly this
yes.
year. It's unbelievable. So, yes, you're right, Hector. I agree with you. We've got just a small quantity in so that we can present it to likely outlets. In fact, it'll be in not only the New Worlds, the plan is to have it in Indian stores across the country. Still negotiations going on there.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
So all our Ganesh and Exotica and all those places will be having that coffee.
Fingers crossed, Hector.
So will it be refill packs? What is the plan? Or is it going to be in bottles?
You will follow the standard practice. 100-gram glass jar, which looks really, really inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And a 90-gram refill pack, which has got a Ziploc. And it's in a... It's in a special laminate, which is recyclable, but keeps the coffee absolutely fresh. And that's what's driving us. And our success is based on fresh, good quality, smooth coffee.
Okay. Now, just for our listeners, the photograph of the packs are available on
the glass
our
jar.
Website.
The packs,
the packs and the glass jar is
Not
on
only
our,
the glass jar,
on
the
our
glass
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a look what bliss looks like, what the
Aristo fresh coffee
looks like,
and the glass jar of freeze dried Aristo coffee, which is not even launched yet. So you're getting a glimpse of a product,
something which is not launched. Yes,
correct.
Absolutely.
Preview. Talking about previews and all that, I just got a message from Francis Coutinho. He's the culinary advisor of Tususega Dunpar, and
yes.
Last time, you know, when you had come in, you had announced a prize, a competition, and he had won some jars or packets of Bliss coffee.
Yes.
So he sent me a message, please pass on my love to Michael and Sinatra. Tell them I really enjoyed their coffee and he hasn't spoken to you for a while. So do you have any such offer or competition on hand to offer to our listeners?
Yes, Hector, I do. But first, I'd like to just thank Francis. Yes, he's a good friend, and he is very, very driven. I'll say that. That's why he won the prize last time.
Mm.
So today, I told you all about the freeze-dried process and the freeze-dried Arista coffee. I would like the listeners to text in why they would like to have a free pack of my refill pack, 90 grams. So they're going to get a trial before the launch, and that's exciting. So why would they like to try Aristo Smooth coffee before the launch? And I will look at the best responses, and the top three, I will send them out. I'll courier them a refill pack of freeze-dried coffee, Aristo, for them to try and enjoy.
Oh, so that's good.
It can be a one-liner, that's right?
It can be a five-liner. I've got a lot of capacity on my phone.
Okay, that's good.
Whatever they're comfortable sending across. And their name as well, I know who's done it. Yeah.
And their address, so you can courier
it. No, the address, you'll get it by when he calls
comes
them.
Later. Yeah, once, yeah.
Okay.
Don't go ahead of yourself, Hector. You want all these addresses.
Then I know.
So what's the phone number they're going to call?
Good question, Hector. You're obviously very attentive today. Not me. I'm enjoying Susega Dempar Goan style. So it's 021-709-239. I'll repeat that again. 021-709-239.
Okay. And all the good things come in three, so I'll repeat it for the third time. 021-709-239. Why I would like to have a pack of Aristo coffee.
Freeze-dried
coffee.
Yes. With that, let's just listen to a song.
La 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 la. Don't hold on.
Surya Mukamula Ramcha Bembira Dutzata Viswar Zancha Prayil Lanpon Zata Kavari Nisho Furtana Wantari Oche Furta Patiri
Hey Samir, you reached home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult? Why would it be difficult? Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
Welcome back to Shishagat Dhanpar. You know where to call when you need a mortgage. Mortgage Masters. I have a few announcements to be made. There's at the end of, on 27th, we have got Theatre Upkar Nasle. And this has been produced, directed by Paul. And we also have on 28th of October, Lorna coming, live with Lorna Cordero, dinner and dance with Lorna Cordero.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Baptist, for those announcements. And it's back to Michael. And Michael, besides New World and Pack and Save Now, and where you have made a breakthrough, are there other distribution channels you use to market your coffee and to make your coffee available to people in New Zealand?
Yes, we do have a couple of other channels. We use our website quite effectively. We have Trade Me that I've used. Trade Me is a very good engine that, you know, caters to people right across the country, and we have quite a few hundreds of households buy directly from us, and we ship it overnight, no matter where you are, so they get their coffee freshly roasted. The order today, tomorrow morning or by tomorrow afternoon, it's at your doorstep, whether you're in Dunedin or Invercargill or Lower Hutt, provided you're not RD, which is a rural address. It arrives in within 24 hours.
So, what your website? What's the name of?
So the website is www.everestcoffee.co.nz.
Okay.
And on Trade Me, do they bid for the coffee or just a price?
It's just buy now. So buy now. You go in. In fact, I was just looking in my phone, the music is going, and a couple of my auctions have sold. I've sold some coffee and I've sold some cleaners as well. But so I have people buying from me every day through the weekend. I'm enjoying your company on the radio station, and Trade Me is selling coffee
for you.
How about that?
Exactly. You're making money while sitting and talking to others.
And I'm sure they're buying the coffee because they're listening to this program.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. You talked something about cleaners. What was that?
So we actually do, we are a distributor for Cafeto in New Zealand.
Okay.
Cafeto is an Australian brand.
Yeah.
They do organic cleaners, so we import that and we sell it at wholesale prices aggressively, again on Trade Me and our website.
Yeah.
These cleaners are for your coffee machine.
Ah, okay.
They're descalers. Yeah. They're for your pod machine.
Yep.
And for the commercial machines, a lot of cafes buy their cleaners from us. We have EVO, which is a commercial machine cleaner, which is the best in the business.
Okay.
It doesn't get better than that.
Oh, fantastic. So that's one more thing to for our listeners.
Product line for product offer for people to buy.
Okay. So besides online, are there any other channels?
So we actually try to promote our coffee through shows as well. So we participated in the home and garden show in the Waikato this month, last weekend. So the 4th to the 7th, it was a huge success. In excess of 20,000 visitors came through to the show in 4 days. My son and I made a ton of coffees. He's an enthusiast, coffee enthusiast as well, on two machines. And
surprise! He's an enthusiast.
I actually mentioned to one of the shoppers, he's a chip of the old block, and they said, well, he's more than just a chip. He's taller than you, so you've got to think of a better phrase than that. But he is quite driven. He's a very good boy, and he supported me at the show because you need to be on your feet. You got to have strong hands to actually keep going with the coffee, and we did a lot of coffees. We sold out on all our packs, so that's what we tried to do, is promote. We wanted to spread the word in the Waikato because we got supermarkets there and in Tauranga, and people come from all over, as well as the opportunity to buy online from me. So this is, and they were blown away, primarily Kiwis who love their fresh coffee. To get Aristo, which is a strong, freshly roasted coffee, a combination of Arabica and Robusta from Coorg, is beautiful blend. And they said it's strong but not harsh. They couldn't believe they can have this strong a coffee without sugar. And it just took the packs. And I said, well, there was a bit of divine intervention there as well, because, you know, there are so many coffees available.
Mm.
But they didn't even flinch. So obviously, they loved it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And you those said guys in the Waikato are pretty keen buyers.
They are very, very serious about
selective.
Their coffee.
What was the volume of coffees you made? You said you were standing on your feet, and I thought it's about 900, 8,000 coffees?
Well, I think you're pretty good at your guesses. Yeah. Just 951 coffees over 4 days, over 40 hours.
Okay.
So 80 hours, 951. You do the math. It's about 10 or 12 coffees an hour.
An hour.
Doesn't sound a lot, but you know, when you have busy times, slack times.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. In a busy time, it could be 25, 30 coffees.
Correct.
In an hour.
Correct.
Whereas
the slack time is 5 or 6.
Two or three.
You're absolutely right. But we did a lot, and our coffee machines were quite tired at the end of that.
I imagine the kind of pressure you would be on when people come in lots.
That is correct. Yeah. And to make sure that they get the same delicious coffee time after time. But always remember, Baptist, the coffee starts with the bean.
Yes.
The bean is good, the coffee is going to be good.
Okay. I fully concur with you because I know the taste.
So it's coffee beans which you sell, and coffee ground coffee, fresh coffee.
Yes, so we have freshly roasted coffee. So that's the whole beans, plunger ground, espresso ground. We have now introduced freeze-dried coffee. Introduced meaning we are introducing freeze-dried coffee. But we also do coffee capsules for Nespresso-compatible coffee machines. That is also Aristo. It's a similar blend. So it's exactly a combination of Robusta and Arabica.
Are there any other products which you're selling?
Yes, we also import plungers from Canada.
S-Pro
plungers. They are probably the best plungers in the world. Where they're called S-Pro because the coffee is so clean after they plunge it that it's as clean as an espresso shot. And it keeps the coffee hot. The travel press keeps your coffee hot for up to 5 hours.
Wow.
So, Baptist, you're fussy about your coffee.
Mm.
You plunge your coffee at home, take it to work.
Look.
At 10:30 or 10 o'clock, whenever you have your morning coffee, you're enjoying bliss.
Oh, yeah.
Not some coffee that your office is providing.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's
and
good.
What's so unique about this? You said it, you can carry it, but why there is clear coffee? Can you explain more on that?
It is. Please? Thank you, Baptist. There is a double filter. It's got a 9 micron and 12 micron filter, so it filters every bit of the ground coffee and holds it down so the coffee doesn't keep brewing over a period of time. So in those 5 hours, the coffee stays as strong as you like it to be. And when you pour it out into a cup, it's actually really hot and ready to drink the way you like it.
Yeah. So that the unique selling point is the double filter.
Correct.
Because most of the plungers, you get dregs of coffee in your mug.
That is correct, Baptist. Which is, I think I should take you on board as a salesperson.
Yeah, easy.
I'm trying to sell myself here now, I think.
So, how many employees do you have and who all are involved in your business, Michael?
We keep it really tight. So, we don't have employees. We've got the directors of the business and we've got contractors that we use either for several processes like for merchandising, for distribution, for roasting, and for lifting heavy sacks. I'm not as strong as Baptist. I can see his muscles piercing through his chest, his t-shirt. But I need someone who's young and fit to lift those coffee sacks.
Oh, okay. So those are contract.
Contract stuff, yeah.
And all the distribution to the... to the new world.
So we use a combination of couriers and distributors.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great.
Next question, which we'd like you to tell our listeners after the break when we listen to song, is how. What is the secret of your success and how you have grown the business from just 3 years ago and made it so successful?
There's a lot to tell and I'm dying to tell them as soon as the next break comes in.
Okay, Michael.
There we go.
Baptist, let's listen to a song.
Jeevan kariyan suru anwaru do nai Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to Susega Danpar. You've been listening to Michael telling us all about Everest Coffee, and just want to remind you all that to please text Michael on 021-709-239 with your name and why you would like to try a pack of Risto freeze-dried coffee. And if your response is in the first three best responses, as judged by Michael, you will get a free pack of Risto coffee. Is that right?
Once I have their address, yes.
Yes, it will be home delivered.
That's correct.
Courier.
Home delivery, courier to your home. Yeah.
By special delivery. Yeah. So, Michael, just before the break, I said we're going to hear from you. What is the secret of your success and how have you grown your business? What are the tips you would like to give people who are budding businessmen or even who are...
Within our community, yeah.
Well, I don't think there's true secrets because everyone has a fair idea of what's involved. Because you work in a business and you know what drives it and you know what helps you succeed based on your role that you perform in a business. When you run your own business, you're the whole and soul of the activity. I mean, everything ends at you. So you are the sales manager, finance manager, accounting manager, say a production manager, everything. You do everything. That keeps you really busy. So you have to be driven. You have to have... the motivation. You will get knocked down. It's not that I don't have a boss and I have no stress. You'll have stress.
Yep.
And you'll have hurdles. You'll have challenges. But you have to have the strength to keep going on. You have to believe in the product. The important thing is you've got to have a good product to start with. Because you know, no matter how much hard work you put in it,
yep,
if the product is not good, people will not come back to buy it.
Absolutely.
And I have another ace up my sleeve is divine intervention. I am a firm believer that I have a very good friend upstairs who looks after me and helps us to keep going.
You can give me his address also.
I can definitely share that with you and all the listeners today.
Yeah.
He's our savior. But I'll tell you, he performs miracles all the time for me. And I'll share a very small example of what happened. Beans are good for up to 3 years, but I try to buy my beans every 6 months, maximum a year. Last year, I got a very good deal on some really good Robusta beans, And very, I got the sample and I just loved it. And he obviously had some cancellations. So he said, I'll give you this price, but you got to take the whole lot. Right? Oh. So I would be buying 2-year stock. I said, don't normally do. It goes against my principles. So my fellow director said, no, Michael, that's not. If he's offering it, it doesn't mean you have to buy it.
Yeah. You're committing suicide.
You're committing suicide. You're tying money up for too long. Anyway, I just did the most stupid thing and I bought it.
Yeah.
Stupid at the time. But this year, there have been floods and problems in India and there is no Robusta crop. Can you believe it?
I can't.
You can, absolutely. If you have contacts, and a lot of our listeners will have people from Mangalore who know of plantation owners, etc. Today, Robusta is more costlier than Arabica and you don't get good quality because most of the crop got washed away or just didn't grow.
Mm.
God looked after me. If I didn't have that, two of my blends, I would be out of business.
Oh.
So you don't keep continuity, you lose the market.
Yes.
So these are small things. Lots of these things happen to support me. So hard work and divine intervention has helped me succeed. Simple as that.
Absolutely. And you also said self-belief.
Truly self-belief. You got to have the confidence.
Confidence in yourself.
You have to have the confidence and the drive and not give up. Just don't give up. Just keep going. And you will see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
It's also important to have a good board of directors, I believe. Michael, you're not telling us about your other directors.
No.
Well, you do need a lot of skills coming into the business. And the more you can harness, the better. But, let's leave
okay.
it at that.
Okay. So, divine intervention and trust in God and all that. Yes, that's not. So your business, is it a family-run business? And how do you manage family and work and work-life balance? Does that anything like to tell us about that?
Very good question, Hector. It is a family-run business in the true sense. Both my children get involved with it. So my daughter actually designed the pack, which you saw just now.
Yes.
She's designed the logo. She's designed our business cards. She, along with my wife, designed the packs, the presentation of it all. My mother, who's quite old at the moment, but she was the creative director of Lintas in India. So she's really good in her body copy, creative stuff.
Wow.
Coffee at its peak. That's her line.
Yeah.
And all the punchlines that we use are from her.
From her.
So, Bliss was her name. She gave me a list of brand names and I chose Bliss.
Bliss.
It's truly been a complete, you can say, joint family. How you have joined my mother, wife, daughter. And now my son is stepping up, holding the coffee.
Okay.
So, yes, everyone has had a role in the success. And that's what I like about the family-run business is that each one plays their part and they don't say no. When I ask, they deliver.
Hmm.
That's important.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, all parts, one whole.
Yeah.
You're right.
Correct?
And again,
that's
Baptist,
the product.
You seem to amaze me every time you open your mouth.
I want to be a salesperson. That's why I'm just trying to impress you.
That's enough. Don't say anything more. You're embarrassing me with your intelligence.
So, Michael, it's been a real, it's really been nice talking to you and hearing all about your coffee and the new products which you have been planned to introduce. And we wish you all the very best in your business ventures. And we hope to have you after about a couple of months telling us how your Aristo brand is doing in the market.
Yeah, thanks very much, Baptist, Hector, and the rest of your team. I really take 30 seconds to say I salute you guys for doing what you're doing to keep us in touch with our language, our culture, and our heritage, something that's rich and we have to be proud of.
Thank you.
And that's the important things that we try to drill into our children.
Yep.
Is that we've got an origin and you'd be very, very proud of that. I'm proud to be a Goan. I'm not isolating. I'm proud to be a Konkani speaking person. Let's put it that way. And though my Konkani is not the best, but I get by. And God has made all of us good.
Yep.
And thank you again for your good wishes. And I would love to come back on the show. Not two, but maybe 3 or 4 months. Because 2 months is Christmas. I'll be dancing at that stage. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be dancing with joy that his product is selling.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks to the radio station again.
And would you like to remind our listeners about the competition?
Yes. Okay.
Let's do that.
The competition is for Aristo freeze-dried coffee. And text in your... a line or two lines or three lines or even five lines to Michael on 021-709-239. Don't forget to mention your name and why you would like to try a pack of Aristo freeze-dried coffee and be in to win a free pack.
Yes, and I'll be listening. I'm waiting for your responses right through the weekend.
And I guess your phone is buzzing right from the moment that actually, you started announcing it.
It is actually distracting me quite a bit.
Okay.
And I apologize for that.
Did you get some lines from there? I think so.
don't watch me too closely, Baptist.
Yeah. With that, let's come to the end of the program. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike, for being on our show and giving us your sponsorship, your support. That's very much wanted.
Yeah. You're very welcome. It's been a privilege.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Susika Dunpar. And see you next week.
Yes, let's play the song.
Get out, yeah. This is me.